This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, look, here we are back. You've already seen the title. It's Instant Pot. That's what the show's about today. And you might be thinking, these guys, they just had their big 500th episode. But look, here we are, back to the grind.
What do you mean, back to the grind?
Back to the grind, you know.
You don't think this is like a sexy topic?
Oh, no, I don't think it's a sexy topic at all. I don't even know if it's particularly interesting. It certainly pales in comparison to Sully.
Oh yeah,
but you know that's the way things are, man. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. But I don't know what if it's even a marathon. I don't know where the finish line is.
Tom,
it's a death march.
It's a death march. Everything pales in comparison.
It's a death march, not a sprint.
It's TCGT. Welcome to the death march.
Mm-hmm.
No, everything pales in comparison to Sully.
Yeah.
Much to Jeff's chagrin.
Yeah.
Because in a vacuum,
mm-hmm.
without Sully there next to him,
yeah.
Jeff, you'd be like, man, I'm impressed.
Yeah, what a guy.
And he
still's a great guy.
Yeah, but,
like
when it's Jeff and Sully, you're like, out of the way, Jeff.
Yeah.
Sully's here. You're not fit to shine his shoes.
Well, I don't know if I would be. I would probably still be like, hey, Jeff, nice to meet you.
Did Jeff get to retire?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I'd like to see Jeff piloting my plane.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, hopefully they at least gave him a promotion to pilot.
All right, this is too much Sully talk.
Yeah. Boy, if Instant Pots was just Sully Part 2 in disguise. The show from now on was just about Sully.
Instant Pots. Tom, mm-hmm. no slouch.
What? Oh,
themselves.
Yeah, we'll get to it. I was looking at the various brands of Instant Pots today.
Mm-hmm. There are too many models.
Yeah, I went to Best Buy.
You're not talking about the brands. You're talking about
the
models under
yeah.
the Instant Pot brand.
Right. I went to Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
You
go to Best Buy just to browse.
I can't tell you the last time I bought something at Best Buy, but I go there quite often.
Tom, you used to, summer vacation, we were like teens.
Mm-hmm.
You're a year older than me.
Yeah.
So you had a driver's license before I did. So like sometimes you'd call me and some other friends up and
uh-huh.
be like, hey, you guys want to go to Best Buy? And we'd browse around Best Buy and then we'd go home.
You know, one of the worst things for me growing up is...
We should have done drugs in high school.
I always had friends that didn't have the same interests as me. When I was a real little kid, none of my friends wanted a rollerblade. I was the only one with rollerblades.
I was rollerblade.
We weren't friends
yeah,
yet,
Yeah, we were
though.
On the... Man, we lived on the same street, pretty much.
Yeah.
But I moved away when I was 2.
Right. Well, I wasn't rollerblading when I was 3.
Yeah, me neither.
They hadn't even been invented yet. I imagine.
I mean, I had some ideas when I was 2.
Right.
It's like maybe we put all these wheels
put them
in a line.
Line.
Yeah.
In line. Huh, I should write that down. Ah, shit, I'm too young to write.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, well, nobody's going to believe a baby that they came up with this.
So I was at Best Buy, though. The Best Buy that I peruse from time to time that's like kind of near my office.
What office?
It's near Union Square in Manhattan.
In Manhattan, not San Francisco?
Not San Francisco, different Union Square. I've seen a number of celebrities recently. Not big celebrities, but
name them. Do you want me to guess them?
No, they're like people whose names I'm like, oh, I know it's like this name or this name, so I'm not gonna.
Is Phil Donahue still alive?
If I saw Phil Donahue, I'd recognize him and be like, that's Phil Donahue.
And then you'd be like, aw, Phil Donahue got really old.
I think he's always very old.
He wasn't always that old. He had white hair.
Yeah.
And when you're like 9 years old and you see someone with white hair,
that person's
like,
90 years old.
Yeah, they're 1,000. But I think he was just like 50.
Prematurely
yeah.
White haired.
Yeah. And who's to say prematurely?
Yeah. No, if anything, like if you go like completely gray or completely white, like fairly young in your 40s or 50s.
Because you've been scared or because you've been in an accident.
Right.
And you couldn't go to school. But then when you finally came back, your hair had turned from black into bright white.
Right. And then you get a song written about it.
Yeah.
No, if you go like white or gray haired young. Then when you're like 60, people are like, "You look great," because
yeah,
they think you're 110.
They're used to seeing you for, yeah. And they're like, "Well, 20 years ago, this guy had gray hair."
Yeah. So anyway, I went to the Best Buy near me, and I can't believe that this there aren't Best Buy franchises, right? They're all like corporate owned.
I would have, Tom. You would know way better.
Yeah,
than I would.
I think they're all corporate owned.
Oh, this is the one you need to take an escalator to get.
Yeah,
to. Yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
I can't believe.
I don't like retail stores on the second floor. It's fine if there's
they also have the first floor.
Yeah, exactly. But if it's above another store, there's this weird Bed Bath & Beyond that I went to that's above a Whole Foods. It's not natural. Stop it, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I had a similar experience actually on the same street, on 14th Street, Burlington Coat Factory.
What are you doing in a Burlington Coat Factory?
I was looking
Tom?
To buy socks, of all things.
Okay, that's a good
idea. You know, luckily, they weren't like, hey, pal, you're in the wrong place. This is a coat factory, not a sock warehouse.
And there are people that all the sewing machines are running. It's like, hey, get off the factory floor.
I think that store starts on the third floor and goes up to like the seventh. It's crazy.
No, that would make me uneasy.
Oh, yeah. At a certain point, I'm going up escalators looking for, because of course the socks aren't on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm too high up.
Yeah, there's only one way out of here. Straight to the roof. And then.
Yeah, I'm too far. If this is a trap, or like if I
also Burlington Coat Factory, is it very like cramped and crowded everywhere in there? I get the sense that all these coats take up a lot of space.
Yeah, it would have been if there were anyone else in the store besides me. But there wasn't, which was also very eerie. As I'm
was
taking,
it during business hours?
Yeah. Okay. It was during business hours. As I'm taking like the fifth escalator up, I was feeling extreme unease. Like the same kind of feeling when like somebody on one of these ghost shows that they're in, you know, like an old prison.
They can sense something.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, it just feels off in this room. That was the way I felt in the sixth floor of the Burlington Coat Factory.
This should be this is their bread and butter. People should be flocking to the Burlington Coat Factory.
Well, on the day I went, they weren't. I don't know why. I do know why. I think it was during like the summer.
Oh.
Yeah, I was looking for socks, like I said. So.
What does that mean?
Well,
there's
a reason why I was there, but everybody else was not there because most people go there to buy coats.
Yeah, and they're wearing flip flops in the summer.
Right. And I don't even know if they sell flip flops.
Yeah, not you. You have toe fungus that you don't want to.
I don't have toe fungus. I actually have very nice feet.
Well,
I know you're a big foot pervert.
All right.
So
okay, enough.
So anyway, when you go up to this Best Buy, the most insane thing I've ever seen in a retail store, which is at the top of that escalator now, they have, I don't know if this is everywhere in the world or this is like more of a New York thing.
Hey, but, only in New York, right?
But they have one of those tables with people trying to get you to change your electricity to like, you know, the wind powered. But
yeah.
It's like a scam, right? It's some kind of a scam.
I don't know if it's a scam, but for you know, a well-known environmentalist such as myself to have not done the research It can't be that great.
It can't. If they need to set up tables in places and offer you like free gift cards to do it, they do it at the movie theater at Union Square, which is also annoying, but like it, you know, because it's by the ticket kiosk, but it's easy enough to be like, and just, you know, buy your ticket and you're out of there. But at this place, they start talking to you as you're on the elevator, so you can't escape.
Escalator.
So you can't escape. But also,
are you standing on the escalator, Tom?
No, I'm walking.
Okay.
But I mean, still, like, they're talking to you. They're talking
to
you halfway up.
Okay.
They're like, hello, sir. And so you can't just blow them off, or you can't just ignore them because they're talking right to you. But I'm like, why on earth would a store be like, all right, we sell very expensive, high margin things, but we can make a little bit of money if at the front of the store, the first thing is something extremely annoying with somebody trying to get you to sign up for some service that has nothing to do with us.
Because, well, first of all, you need electricity to run all that stuff that you're going to buy at Best Buy.
That's true.
Especially if you're going
to
buy, like,
an
air conditioner.
That's what the guy should say. Hey, welcome to Best Buy. How do you think you're going to run all this stuff?
Yeah. And, like, maybe some people momentarily forget that they already have an electricity hookup in their house. And they're like, well, this is in front of me. I better sign up for this so I can be sure when I buy this sound bar and bring it home. And also, Best Buy, I feel like no business
model. You know what? It's
actually,
it's not high margin. I'm wrong about it.
Yeah.
It's extremely slim margins.
And no business model is too scummy for Best Buy.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, hey, they're giving you this hard sell to buy, like, this warranty for, like, $4.99 on, like, everything you buy.
Yeah.
It's like, no. And, like, you've asked me 11 times. I understand that, like, I think you get fired if you don't sell, like, 11 of these warranties a day.
Yeah, because that's how they actually make money.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, no, they're making money on, like, the $5 warranties and stuff.
Yeah.
Or you're buying, like, a $2,600 TV, and it's like, well, you know, for $17.99 a year for 3 years, you could buy this. And that's how they're making their money?
Or like, well, you're going to need the monster HDMI cables for this guy, and those are $100.
And you just say, I'll be damned if I'm going to bring a monster into my home.
Fool me once.
Where my children sleep?
Yeah. They're
a monster, sir?
They're terrified of monsters. As it is, I've got enough concerns coming from them about monsters. I bring this into my house, all their concerns are suddenly validated.
All right, so the Instant Pot.
Yeah, the Instant Pot. Yeah, so I went there and I looked at all the Instant Pots. I also, like, looked at the computers, even though I'm not in the market for a computer. Yeah, there's, like, a million different models.
From what I understand, you're always in the market for
a computer. Yeah, I lied about that, too, Tim. I think I'm going to get a new computer soon.
That's why they call you Computer Tom.
Yeah. Boop, 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 boop.
You show up in tennis shoes, and we're like, hey, the computer wore tennis shoes today.
What a dumb thing to say, Tim.
What do you mean?
That was such a stretch of a reference.
That's what we say when you show up in tennis shoes.
It's true.
Because you don't play tennis, Tom.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? That's Tim, now that we're alone, that's why I finally felt confident enough to tell you. It's a real stupid thing you say, and everybody says it. Nobody says it to your face. I'm the first person to have the guts to say it to your face. Nobody even gets it. You have to explain it all. You're like, the computer wore tennis shoes, remember? And then people are like, Tom's not even wearing tennis. Those are running shoes.
Like, you know the difference.
Yeah, I do know the difference.
All right.
Lot of times the shoes say it on the box what they're for nowadays.
Yeah. I like it when they say it on the tongue or when they have a picture of the sport. Like when they had the pump shoes and the pump looked like a basketball.
Yeah. No confusion about what those shoes were for.
Yeah. How dare you try to wear those off the court?
Are you excited about these auto lace Nikes?
No, I'm not. I don't care about them.
I'm not either. I'll tell you why. Because I watched the video.
You just learned how to tie your shoes.
Well, that. But I watched the video. And so in the Back to the Future, when he puts the shoes on, they go,
power laces.
The sound these shoes make is identical to when you would put a VHS tape into a VCR.
They go like, pretty cool.
No, I mean, it's unintentional, but that's what it sounds like. It's like, no, I want, woof, woof.
Okay.
I'll write a letter.
Yeah. There are a lot of the middle-aged men that are upset that life isn't like the movies they loved when they were children. Sorry. All society can say is sorry, guys.
Well, I'm just going to...
Yeah, the Ghostbusters are ladies now. Sorry?
Yeah, well...
Well, don't worry. You got your way.
I'm just saying, look, Nike, you want me to buy... Look, I'm itching to buy these shoes just to make them sound right. That's all.
You're going
to
tinker with them?
No, I'm not. I want them. I want to tinker with them.
Why don't you take some initiative?
I'm gonna break the warranty on these shoes. They're $350.
The Instant Pot.
Yeah.
Can I tell you one thing about the Instant Pot?
Sure.
How glad are you?
Uh-huh.
Are you as glad as I am that they didn't call it the Instapot?
It hadn't really occurred to me.
It's classier that they call it Instant Pot.
You think?
Two real words.
Instead of like Instagram or Instamatic?
Yeah, or just Instapot. Like, you know what? We're just going to call it what it is. It's a pot and, yep. I guess it doesn't describe what it is. It cooks food fast if you use the pressure cooker.
Yeah, I mean, instantly is a stretch, but certainly a lot faster. Explain what it is for people that don't know.
Tom, it's a multi-cooker.
Okay.
So that explains it.
Hey,
now, should we solve a problem?
What are the, in what ways, in what multiple ways
All right,
can it
it's,
cook?
It's a 7-in-1 for the most part. What we were saying earlier is there are far too many models, right?
Yeah. Now, the difference between the model, all right, before we get into the models, explain what, you know what, I have notes, I'll just say. The beginning model.
You're sick of setting me up for things that I don't deliver on?
Yeah. At least the initial version operated as a pressure cooker, a slow cooker, a rice/porridge cooker.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get that porridge in.
Well, for our UK listeners, they're like, porridge cooker.
Yeah.
Oh, I love porridge.
Depressing. I like porridge.
A yogurt maker or yogurt maker.
Yogurt.
For our British listeners. A saute/searing pan. A steamer, I don't know if that whistle came through, a steamer and a food warmer, which like anything can be a food warmer. A plate right out of the dishwasher could be a food warmer.
But you know what, Tom? You leave this, look, I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I set this thing to make a meal,
mm-hmm.
and then it's an hour before I get to it and eat that meal. I'm grateful it's been keeping the food warm.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
So it serves a function.
Yeah, and no, and in all honesty,
that's nice. All I'm saying is, like, yes, it's a nice feature.
Yeah,
it's a feature, and you're just like, well, it's a crappy feature. I'm a little peeved, Tom, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
I got an Instant Pot like a year and a half ago.
Uh huh.
And like, it's. I know it's not a superhero movie, so like you didn't hear a lot about it. But this has kind of been like. A phenomenon, hundreds of thousands of people buy these things and they love them. It's a very
Do you know how many millions of people saw the Avengers?
Yeah, okay. It's a great selling appliance that people love, and people like really fall in love with this thing, right?
Anybody married one?
Unfortunately,
people have had sex with them. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah,
it's not listed
That's
in the
what
thing.
The keep warm function is really, but freaking I suggested we do this topic probably 7 or 8 times in the last year, and you got an Instant Pot what yesterday?
No, I got one for Christmas, but I used it for the first time a few days ago.
Yeah. And suddenly you're like, I got one of these things. Maybe we should try doing an episode on it.
No, I wasn't. I just threw it out there as an idea.
And then
I finally
get here
gave
today,
you what you wanted.
I get here today and you're like, do you have one of these? Tom, it's like you don't even goddamn listen to me ever.
No, I mean, often I don't. That's a fair criticism.
All right. Well, for those of us that don't... eat all of our meals out of a freaking pizza box. eat a lot of pizza, Tom.
Right. Well, and the other meals I put in a pizza box for ambiance. I don't have plates.
How often do you make your own meals? Let's say, well, hey, let's go whole hog here, man.
Yeah.
Let's say 21 meals a week, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't even eat close to 21 meals a week.
Do you skip breakfast mostly?
For the most part, yeah. Occasionally, actually, like a lot of times on the weekend, what I've been doing, which is actually like pretty nice, because like I love eggs from my head down to my legs. A lot
that
of times,
stupid.
On the look, just because I called you stupid earlier doesn't mean you can call me stupid.
You're stupid and mean, and nobody likes you.
I make like a nice little egg sandwich some mornings if I've got time.
Do you make it? Oh, if you have time.
Yeah.
You offer rush into your various appointments?
Yeah, sometimes I am, Tim.
It just occurs to me. I have no idea what your life is like.
No. Yeah, you make a lot of assumptions.
Yeah, and I'm probably right.
No, Tim.
Where are you rushing off to?
Tim, I have multiple doctor's appointments every day.
That's true. You ask me to drive you and sit, and a lot of times you need to be driven home.
Yeah, well, a lot of times I insist that they dilate my eyes.
Yeah, and like, you know, when it's not necessary, you go to the podiatrist.
Yeah.
Like, dilate my eyes.
Right. Well, I don't like to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Makes me nervous.
That's true.
I
wish you could, every time you went to the doctor, just knocked you out.
I wouldn't want that at all.
Why?
And also, I've never
been. Ask you all these questions.
Just knock me out.
Just knock me out. Friggin' take all the blood you need. Do all the tests need.
They don't need to usually take that much blood.
No, in your checkup, you know, like do all the things.
I don't want somebody to knock me out so they can take a couple of vials of blood out of me. That
no,
would take
but
like
then, you
30
know,
seconds.
They're talking to you the whole time.
Yeah, well, they need to be conscious for that. Usually they.
No, just figure it out from. Do science on me.
Knock me out. Put me in the machine. Find out for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
If I exercise or smoke or drink.
I'm an unreliable narrator.
Yeah.
They should just, they should know. They should be able to tell from my vitals.
Yeah. I went to a doctor recently. It was like not the worst doctors. Like, I didn't get bad news or anything, but this guy just sucked shit. He's terrible. He would have done a better job if he just knocked me out.
What was wrong with him?
He was just very, like, flippant about a lot of stuff. And just, like, not, like, I would ask a few questions. He'd be like, don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's most doctors.
Yeah. And then I was like, hey, can I get a prescription for my asthma inhaler? He's like, yeah, sure. And, like, I don't use it all that often. He's like, once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
I've called the office like 3 times. I don't know what the hell they did, but the prescription just like the mail away medicine place, whatever it's called. Like they emailed me and they're like, we tried to get in touch with them. We couldn't. We had to cancel this. I was like, oh, that's weird. I've called the office like 3 times.
Why do you think people want to listen to you tell this story, Tom?
I don't know. You were letting me talk. Anyway. Why are we talking about doctors?
The Instant Pot.
Yeah, well, I know the Instant Pot. But
here's what you got to do. Oh,
you didn't know what I do. So, yeah, sometimes if I don't have a doctor's appointment early in the morning, I'll make a nice little egg sandwich. It's delicious. But for the most part, like, I've been trying to be, and I have been being, better about ordering takeout for dinner.
Like, not ordering takeout
for
dinner?
Okay. Yeah. Like, I'll maybe do it. Once every like 10 days or so.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What are you usually eating for dinner?
A lot of times, I'm making stuff. Like nothing crazy usually.
No. I asked what you're making for dinner and you have baited. a lot of times, I do make things.
I mean,
name 3 meals you made recently.
Tacos.
Ooh, what kind of meat did you put in there?
Chicken. I like chicken tacos. Mm. I don't really like ground beef.
Do you buy like the old El Paso meal taco kit?
Sometimes, but lately I've been going more for like I'll just buy the little packet of spices, and then I'll buy some tortillas separately.
Yeah, I like the sauce. I like the sauce that comes into this.
You do? Yeah. I'm never crazy about it.
Yeah, I think I'm just the get only some salsa one. Nobody and put likes the salsa it. On there. Yeah, no, I like the sauce.
I like the Newman's Own pineapple salsa. That's a good one.
You know what? If Paul Newman made it all, if I could eat every component of every meal, you can't eat Paul Newman. They just left him right in the open, in the ground. Just go there. Just tip.
Anyway, what were you
cannibals. not even just Paul Newman. If Paul Newman made all the food, I'd eat all the food. Newman made all the food.
Yeah,
I mean,
they do make a lot of different things. Yeah. I've never been disappointed in a Paul Newman and Newman's Own branded thing of any variety.
Yeah,
from salad dressing to like you know frozen pizzas, they're all good.
Yeah, and all the proceeds go to charity.
Yeah, that's what it says on the label. Yeah, you can't trust the label though.
Why not?
I mean, maybe they are now.
When
that
he was
dead.
Alive. Oh.
Oh, no, I think the opposite.
You think he was a scoundrel?
Yeah, I think he was probably pocket. How did he buy all those hats they was wearing on the labels?
He was a very popular actor.
Yeah, but that doesn't pay the bills.
He was a movie star, an award winner.
What movies has he been in?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah, and who's he? What's even that about?
Outlaws.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
tacos. I'll make spaghetti sometimes.
Spaghetti.
I'll make what's the other thing that I'll do?
I don't think you're making 9 out of 10 days your dinner.
Oh, I mean, I'm avoiding saying like a lot of times I'll just make like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
What else?
Depressing.
Oh no! You know what? I eat a lot. Like I'll get some salad stuff. I'll make a salad.
You'll just have a salad for dinner.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have
to. Do you expect me and everybody who has listened to an episode of the show to believe?
I will put chicken in there, and I'll put like some cashews or some peanuts. So I have some protein, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll eat a salad for dinner.
All right.
I'll eat.
I'm dubious. Here.
Sometimes I'll get a frozen
I'm
pizza.
Skeptical.
I'll eat a frozen pizza.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll eat, and I've stopped doing this, but I'll eat a Hot Pocket because those things suck.
Hot Pockets stink. You would think
they're
they'd
very
be good.
Easy, but they
on paper
are,
they should be great because they
I've
stuff,
never been happy
they
with
stuff,
one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I would keep trying.
What I've been making a lot lately, which I freaking love, which a little dangerously close to the Instant Pot, but I also got for Christmas, Santa brought a lot of kitchen appliances. Well, he brought two. I got an air fryer and I've been making buffalo cauliflower in that. I've been having buffalo cauliflower or like putting buffalo cauliflower in a salad.
You like anything with buffalo?
Yeah. I do, and like
one time I came in here, you were eating turds covered in buffalo sauce. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom,
yes,
what's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh,
boom.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question. My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up to show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/complete guide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's get serious, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm not convinced you really actually make your own meals.
Well, and I'll tell you, the thing that I made in the Instant Pot as my first meal, beef stew.
Ooh. Yeah. All right. So here's the thing about the Instant Pot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like me? Did you have a slow cooker and you realized that everything that came out of the GD slow cooker tasted the same?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, you know what? You know what? I haven't been happy with the slow cooker. The last thing I made a pot roast in there.
Mm.
And I put like a ton of vegetables in it.
And they just get all,
they were all just mushy. Yeah. And like the carrots tasted the same as the potatoes, tasted the same as the onions. And I was just like, I don't like this.
See, the Instant Pot, I don't know if this was your experience with the beef stew,
mm-hmm.
but like you can saute up, you can properly cook the vegetables.
Yes.
And then you pressure cook it when you put the meat in there.
Tim, that has been my experience with the Instant Pot.
Everything doesn't taste the same. It's not just the same brown sludge, right?
Yeah. The way I did this one, I sauteed the onions first. I pressed the old saute button.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put like the meat and broth and that kind of stuff, and then let that cook with some of the vegetables. I forget which vegetables. But then, like, at the end, you would put in, like, carrot. I think that at the end, it was the carrots and the potatoes. And doing it that way, the carrots and potatoes didn't turn to complete mush.
Yeah, because they were still cooked all the way through. Yeah.
But they were, well, I mean, Tim, with the Instant Pot, it was 8 hours. Were you crazy? You don't cook anything 8 hours. I cooked the whole thing in 18 minutes. And then the carrots and potatoes in 3 minutes.
Yeah. The Instant Pot makes me wish that I wasn't a vegetarian. Because, like...
Oh, really? I would think the opposite. I would think, like, it would make it easier.
Oh, it is easier. But, like, now I'm hearing about, like, hey, you just throw some chicken breasts in there, you put some things in there, and in 8 minutes you have, like, a perfectly cooked chicken dinner.
Yeah.
It's like,
winner chicken dinner.
Yeah, I would have done that, like... You do this like whenever I had to like cook my own meat,
mm-hmm.
I was always afraid I would undercook it,
yeah,
and die alone in my home. So,
do you think if you would like take a bite of undercooked chicken, it would just kill you dead right away?
I thought it would be a slow death. I know I'm gonna die slowly, but like with maybe over. Look, I just didn't want to look. I thought I'd get very sick. I thought I'd be like, oh, I was just trying to make a nice chicken dinner.
Right.
Right? A healthy, baked chicken.
But you weren't
chicken.
Worried enough to buy a meat thermometer.
I bought a meat thermometer eventually.
But you didn't trust it.
I actually didn't trust it. And also, by the time, you got to, like, take it out, and then it still cooks even if it's that. Like, the temperature will actually go up a little bit once you take it out.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Mm-hmm. And I never trusted that whole process. So,
not.
Like, any meat I ever cooked tasted like crap.
Yeah.
Whereas, like
you just, shoe leather.
Yeah. But, like, I would be more convinced that, like, if I followed whatever Martha Stewart told me to do in my Instant Pot.
Yeah. No, I mean, I put, chopped up steak, cubed steak in there. And, I cooked it perfectly. Like, did a very nice job.
So, So, look. Maybe one day I'll eat meat again. Probably not. But if I do, first order of business, I'm going to fire up the old Instant Pot.
Yeah, actually, I'm excited to cook some chicken in there. That was actually one of the things I was looking at. You know what? But like for my first meal, I wanted to really make a meal out of it. I was going to do my as I was alluding to earlier, my famous chicken tacos, because I have some chicken and I have some of the mix. And from everything I read, it's like, yeah, throw that in there for like 8 minutes. It'll make like, the best perfectly cooked chicken.
You know what? And I'm sick of these naysayers that are like, oh, yeah, pressure cookers have been around forever. Yeah, but you know what?
I haven't been.
Yeah, and I'm lazy. Uh-huh. I want to be able to, I don't want to saute a bunch of vegetables and then dump it into a thing. And then pressure cookers are always exploding when you like this one. I don't know if Instant Pot's exploding yet.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in a second, but yeah, I think that's why it is become like a, is it like a millennial thing? Instant Pots, is that a thing?
I don't know. I've been most of the
Seems
blogs
like
are like, yeah, I'm telling you, everybody's into it. Yeah. It's a phenomenon, and it was a phenomenon 18 months ago when I first suggested we do an episode on it, Tom.
But it is like,
and you're like, oh, but there's a 86th friggin' Marvel movie coming out. So I had to get everybody up to speed on that.
Yeah, well, more people like that than Instant Pots.
I don't know if that's true. Everybody's got to eat, Tom.
It's true. But what I was going to say, like, this is like one of those, like, ooh, millennials are killing, cooking things in like six different pans and pots, which 100%, that's me. Like, if I look at a recipe and it's something that I'm like, oh, man, this sounds good. I'm going to do this. And then it's like, all right, turn on the oven and get all four burners going. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah,
like, I'm
no
not going
to
do all that. That's too much to keep track of. But that's not even my main concern. My main concern is the cleanup, Then I've got to clean all those things with the Instant Pot. It's like, yeah, everything's in that pot for the most part. Like, you might have to chop some. To be honest, I had to clean a cutting board, and then I had a few bowls that I was keeping ingredients in. It wasn't all smooth sailing.
I mean, it's as smooth sailing as you can be for a gourmet meal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For Christ's sake.
If you're going to have, you know, multiple ingredients in there. And again, I was cooking something with like a decent amount of ingredients, a beef stew, unless I wanted to just, but I could probably just could put the beef and some water in there and it probably would have been, you know, 90% of the way there.
Probably. I don't know. That seems weird.
I put a lot of, it wasn't in the recipe, but I bought like, you know, a package of chopped up mushrooms because I love mushrooms so much. I put them
in. Did you
in
add
there.
Them at the end?
Yeah.
I feel
yeah,
like soft at the end, right?
Yeah.
You start to get a sense of
I
these
put
things,
them in too. With the, I was like, you know what? I should probably put them in when they're telling me to put the carrots and potatoes in. Because same thing that the last time I used my slow cooker, I put mushrooms in there and it was, you know, they came out like, it's like liquid mushrooms.
You know the other thing about freaking slow cooker recipes?
Yeah, fuck slow cookers.
Well, you know, the Instant Pot is also a slow cooker.
Yeah, I'm looking to get rid of my slow cooker. What should I do with that?
I don't know. I tried to get rid of it 18 months ago, and it's just been
sitting.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
just chuck it because it's perfectly fine, but at the same time, it's huge.
Yeah.
Even, like, the small ones are huge, and I don't have that much space. Like
no,
I want
New York City apartments, baby. Yeah.
I mean, I could just leave it in the lobby. Somebody will take it.
Yeah, but who knows what they'll do with it.
Exactly. They might slow cook a man in there.
Yeah. I'm thinking of making a big batch of mac and cheese in a slow cooker.
I saw a recipe where they're like, mac and cheese in a slow cooker, like all you need is like macaroni and cheese. Throw it in there. It'll make the best mac and cheese you've ever had.
Yeah. There was one I made on a, I think,
on
either
a
like
dare.
A Super Bowl. Somebody dared me to make a mac and cheese for a Super Bowl party. I think it had like a lot of Velveeta and like three other cheeses and I think some butter and then and it had to cook all day in a slow cooker. God damn it. Like it took like 8 years off my life when I ate, cause I ate the whole thing myself. Somebody dared me to watch the Super Bowl alone,
right.
Make a huge slow cooker worth of,
eat a gallon's worth of macaroni and cheese.
And you know, live stream it on the internet.
The one I saw, it was like used like
$45.
Oh, all right. Well, you ended up ahead. Yeah. The recipe I saw was like Gruyere, like something.
You know what? Don't get too fancy in a mac and cheese.
This one, instead of like adding three cheeses and butter, it was like literally just buy this particular type of cheese.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the cheap shit.
Let me I do too. I won't turn my nose up at it, but I've had macaroni and cheese with like real nice cheese, and boy, it's also very nice.
Yeah.
I like all kinds of cheese.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Cheese, beer, coffee, I'm the same. Where like I can appreciate a good one, but I'll take whatever you got.
Yeah.
I still like it.
An alcoholic.
A big fatso.
A big fatso.
And
you don't get enough sleep, I guess? I don't know.
No, I think I just like stimulants.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, I've never...
You like drugs of all kinds.
I've never done, like, a drug... I mean, I've not done very many drugs at all. But...
Yeah, I've never done a...
I've never done a stimulant.
I've never done a drug.
Yeah. You've done a drug.
Pot's not a drug.
Instant Pot is. Get you high as a kite right away.
Yeah, right away. Tom, you make rice in this thing yet?
No. I don't eat a lot of rice.
You know what? You're going to start...
This yeah, because it does it perfect, right?
You haven't had rice till you've had rice made in an Instant Pot. I was reading an article, I believe it's The Takeout, that put it against Zojirushi.
Yeah, that's the correct pronunciation.
Rice cooker? Is it?
No, I don't know, Tim.
I don't know. It's the Apple of
rice cookers?
Culinary.
See, I've always heard though that like in you know, Asian countries where like people eat a ton of rice, like they're all about like, oh no, just like the cheap rice cooker. Like,
yeah, but they know what to do.
Yeah, I guess they're more they're not going to screw it up, so they don't need like a foolproof rice cooker.
Yeah, but apparently this rice cooker, which I saw on a plane one time, they were
wow
comparing this Zojirushi rice cooker.
Who were the flight attendants?
No, it was programming. They had this weird...
All right, well, say it on the, say you saw it on TV, not on a plane.
Well, I saw it on a plane, Tom.
Well, no, that's... I mean, I could say, like, you know, one time I saw Iron Man on a plane. One time I saw Robert Downey Jr. on a plane.
What are you talking about?
Oh, one time I watched The Avengers on a plane.
Yeah, okay.
See, that's confusing, and that's the way you're putting
this. Did you
think
that they were...
Yeah, I thought maybe they were selling the rice cookers, and they did like a demonstration for the audience. Not the audience, the passengers.
If I watched Star Wars on a plane, you'd be like, wait, actors were acting out Star Wars on the plane?
You didn't say you watched it. You said, I saw a comparison on a plane between two different rice cookers.
That'd be the worst place to do rice cooker comparisons.
Yeah, it seemed dangerous.
Yeah, it was a Zojirushi and a normal rice cooker. Zojirushi freaking...
What if they needed the additional power unit like Sully and Jeff did when their main engines went out?
Yeah. You know what? Did you read Sully's...
Like, ooh, we have to unplug the rice cookers.
Yeah, and everybody was like, no, I'd rather die.
The plane was only designed to handle one rice cooker.
Yeah. So anyway, the Instant Pot does better than that one that I saw, that I watched.
What were you
going to
bring up about Sully and Jeff?
I don't want to talk about them anymore.
Yeah, but I do.
You can do beans. You can, Tom.
Uh-huh.
You make, you can buy the dry beans.
Oh, yeah, and then put the soak them.
And that way they're not all crazy salty.
Yeah, and
you don't have to soak
fart
them overnight.
As much.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what I read. I was going to say...
I make oatmeal in it every morning, Tom.
Every morning?
I set it the night before.
And forget it.
And it's ready for me when I wake up.
Oh, you do like the timer? They start cooking at this time.
And it's wonderful. And this is what I was alluding to, Tom. This is where it pays off my story from earlier.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'm moving slowly in the morning.
Yeah, but
it finishes.
But if you smell the...
I smell it, but also like I don't get to it for 45 minutes an hour. It's kept warm.
Yeah. I do that with coffee sometimes. I'll set the coffee maker.
I do both.
And then I'll wake up going, fresh pot of coffee.
I have a coffee maker that grinds the beans. Mm-hmm. So I wake up every morning with...
terrified?
No, I mean, the first couple days it was terrifying, but now like I don't even need to set an alarm.
Yeah.
Because my whole friggin' apartment
grinding.
Shakes from the beans grinding. Tom, you can make pasta. You pour pasta, some water, some sauce in here.
You put the sauce with the water in there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I would say that in my household, we have that 3 to 4 times a week for dinner.
Just pasta and sauce.
Yeah, and then we make broccoli to go along with it or string beans.
But
outside
you don't,
of the Instant
Pot. Oh, outside. Oh, I'll tell you what you should do. Get one of these air fryers, make the broccoli in there.
That's true.
Makes the broccoli nice and crispy, burns it.
But look, gone are the days where I'm going to...
Burns it in a good way.
Stand around like a dick waiting for water to boil.
Yeah.
Well, I got things to do.
I have a list of a few different things that I...
You can make a lot of different
up,
grains in there,
you,
Tom.
All right, hold on.
That was my list. I just want to go through my list.
All right,
the
now
picks.
here's my thoughts as you were mentioning. How come we don't make macaroni and cheese with spaghetti ever?
Because that's gross.
But why?
Because you gotta go, like, you get cheese everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's probably it, huh? Number two. I think number two was just like, yeah, I like rice.
Okay, noted.
You know what?
Rice pilaf is a good gateway rice. It's got like little pasta things in there.
Well, look,
too.
I don't want to get addicted to rice.
Okay.
I'm gonna need some gateway rice. Get me on the hard stuff. Be eating Uncle Ben's raw in the aisles of the supermarket.
Gross.
No, I was gonna say like rice is one of those things where like I rarely make it at home, but then when I have it out somewhere where they do it right, I'm like, oh man, rice is good.
Yeah.
So I should try making rice. I couldn't find freaking steel cut oats at my supermarket.
You don't have a large Bob's Red Mill section?
Oh, that's where it would have been. Yeah. I do have a large Bob's Red Mill section.
Tom, that's the best section in the supermarket.
Yeah. No, I got some nutritional yeast.
Oh, boy.
Recently.
That's great. You put it on everything. It tastes like cheese, but it's yeah. like healthy for you, I think.
Yeah, it's got like a lot of riboflavin yeah. in it. Yeah. I've used that to make kale chips in my air fryer that come out really delicious. What was the other thing? I don't know.
Bobby Wang.
That's the man who made the...
Robert Wang.
Who made the Instant Pot.
Yeah. He put $300,000 of his own savings
inside the Instant Pot.
Yeah, and
wow, that's how much he trusted it.
Well, that's how many. That's why everybody's buying them, because they're trying to find.
It's in one of the boxes.
In one of the pots.
Yeah.
He had a PhD. He has a PhD in computer science.
They didn't take it away from him.
With a specialty in artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Which makes me think he's got bigger plans for these things.
You think maybe put a little seed of like a neural engine inside the Instant
Pot? I mean,
Pot?
Step one is getting, spreading it far and wide, right?
Yeah. A lot of this artificial intelligence stuff is dumb, huh?
I think a lot of this artificial intelligence stuff is like overblown.
Yeah, I was reading a thing today, where like WeWork, did you see this? Where they were bragging about their machine learning.
Can I say
learning.
This? And this might, this is an unnecessary thing to say that will, can only harm me in the future. WeWork is a shitty company, right? Enough WeWork. It's all marketing. They're a freaking real estate company.
Yeah.
That markets to millennials who don't know better.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're paying a lot for what you're getting is my understanding.
It's fine, but they're like a lifestyle brand. But like, they try to be a lifestyle brand, but they're just a real estate company.
Yeah. Well, and they have like, they're trying to.
Oh, no, Tom, we've been canceled.
They're trying to do like the We Live thing where like you can rent like an apartment through them, but like it's not really it's basically you're renting a bedroom in an apartment.
Yeah.
And it just sounds like
some losers like that, though.
That's fine. If people like it, it's fine. But it just sounds like a dystopian nightmare of like, oh, you work and live. It's, you know, the same company handles everything. So you have no outside needs. But whatever. If it works for you, it works for you.
Yeah. Hey, live and let live. But like.
But there was this article about.
WeWork is not your friend.
Yeah. There was this article about how WeWork, you know, they were basically bragging like, look at us, we're very high tech. We're not just a place that's renting office space. We use machine learning. And it was this big, long example where, you know, how they have machine learning. They have like cameras and of course they're like, oh, but we anonymize everything. And, yeah, right. But they're like, we have cameras everywhere and we're tracking like where people are walking and where they're spending time and what they're doing. Big long freaking example. At the end of it, it just explains like we notice a lot of people were congregating by the coffee in the morning, so we use that machine learning data to make an informed decision to hire an additional barista. It's like, what? Of course people want coffee in the morning, but also like you could have just had
that's observable by
you
a
could
human.
Just have a manager like look at that, there's a line. All right. Now we'll rely on all these, you know, cameras and sensors going to some huge mainframe to crunch the numbers to figure this out.
Yeah.
There's a line. People want, hey, we should hire another person so it's not such a long line.
And also, you shouldn't have even needed that analysis.
No, of course not.
Yeah. All right.
That's not machine learning. It was probably just somebody. A lot of shit nowadays, too. People are like, oh, we learned through machine learning. It's like, did you or did somebody just look at a spreadsheet that this thing popped out?
Tom?
Yeah.
There's a new Instant Pot coming this spring.
Just bought one. Well, I received it as a gift. Should I throw it out? I'll throw it out.
Because this one can be used for canning, which I don't know. I think that's a weird.
But I have to put cans in it?
I don't know. It has.
It's probably decanning. It's probably if you have like a can of beans.
No, that's not.
You can just put it in there and it'll open it up for you. Cook them.
I mean, that would be useful because I'm always cutting myself with a can opener.
Oh, really? No, I love opening cans.
Did you see this thing that was going around? Like, oh, you've been using a can opener wrong. Like, you should put it the other way. I tried that.
What? I didn't know. I didn't even see it. I saw the
everybody's
some
telling
of those
me
things,
I'm doing things the wrong way.
Ooh, some of those things burn me up. The one about like you've been using pepper shakers wrong.
What?
Where they say like, oh, you take the salt and pepper and the grooves at the bottom, you're supposed to like rub. So you hold the pepper upside down and then you hold this, you put the salt shaker right side up and then you grind the grooves together and the pepper comes out nice and easy. I'm like, no, the grooves are there because without the grooves, it would be completely smooth glass and it would slide all over the table. And also in the demonstration where they're like, you're doing it wrong. When they do it, it's like you take the lid off and the pepper just falls out completely.
I don't know what
it's
you're
like nobody's.
About.
Nobody's using it wrong.
You seem steamed and I'm on your side. I'm
pepper,
on your side, Tom.
The pepper's supposed to come out slowly because you don't want too much pepper.
Yeah.
You want to be able to...
make you sneeze.
Make you sneeze. But like...
too much pepper makes you sneeze and then somebody has to put their index finger under your nose to prevent you from sneezing.
It was just... oh, I was furious looking at all the people sharing it because it's like, oh yeah, we've been using it wrong. And the example, it's like, well, when you do it that way... you might as well take the lid off. Like, yeah, sure, you've been doing it wrong if you're seasoning like 10 gallons of soup, but otherwise it's way too much pepper.
Yeah.
It's not that...
and who's ever really seasoning 10 gallons worth of soup?
Yeah, so yeah. All these, you've been doing this wrong thing.
Yeah.
Especially
or
when...
or that and the, you never noticed this about, don't tell me what I haven't noticed. I'm not looking at my phone while watching TV and movies all the time.
Yeah, I notice things all the time.
Yeah, and most of it's just the narrative, you dicks.
How old were you when you noticed blah, 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 blah? Mm. I was the age that the movie came out.
Yeah. The new Instant Pot has an automatic stirrer for when you're making bone broth or risotto.
I mean, can you stir anything? Oh, it probably needs the bone. It stirs with the bone.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It has new venting options, which is interesting.
Oh, for like the steam.
Does the vent seem a little lo-fi compared to the rest of the Instant Pot to you? It's like a piece of plastic. And I understand why it's like...
the way it is, loose.
Yeah, but like it always feels like... I'm never sure that like it's in the right place that it's going to catch.
Right. Yeah, but it's got like a pretty wide area of, what would you call that? Like an action area.
Yeah, yeah. It also has an easy to read touch screen, which I don't need a touch screen.
Yeah, I mean, the printed out screen's easy to read too. Yeah. The printed buttons.
Yeah. Just press a button. I'm going to make yogurt in it one day.
Is that a threat or a promise?
It's both, man.
Yeah. I read a thing where something about making yogurt, and they were like, some people do that where they set the timer so they wake up to, I guess, fresh hot yogurt, which doesn't sound good, I guess. Yeah. But they were like, oh, it depends on if you know you're comfortable, eating milk that's been out overnight. And it's like, well, should I be? I don't think so. So maybe that's a bad idea. Mm. Doesn't seem worth it.
Tom, Bobby Wang claims he still reads every Amazon review.
Does he listen to every podcast?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Because I don't know if Sully's listened to the last episode yet.
No, we haven't heard from him.
No.
I mean, he's been busy this week. He's been writing all those tweets.
No, he was up front that his team wrote those tweets. You know,
no,
Sully
no,
has a
no,
team?
No. He was up front that he wrote them
for
but
his team
to
sent
post.
Them out.
And, Sully,
could just schedule tweets. He doesn't need a team.
Yeah, exactly. the other thing that, and just to wrap this up, I love my Instant Pot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the only thing I use in the kitchen. I've been cooking a lot more, Tom. But I use it almost, I would say definitely on a daily basis.
On a, oh, wow. Oh, well, you eat the
oatmeal
every day.
Pasta, grains, rice, a lot of stuff.
I'm gonna try pasta. I'm gonna try the oatmeal.
Yeah, lend you my recipe book that I have.
Well, just tell me the recipe.
Okay.
I mean, didn't you tell me it was just oatmeal and water?
I didn't tell you that.
How'd you find that out?
Because you also have pears and cinnamon in there.
Oh, okay. I don't really like pears. I'll put apples in
apples.
There.
Apples. Yeah, I use apples. Yeah.
You ever make applesauce in it?
No, but I want to.
Apparently, it's like just throw a couple of apples in there for like 10 minutes and it just liquefies them. Yo, if you hate apples, put them in this thing. It'll fuck up those apples.
It's Canadian, and I'm a little worried about the brand because they've expanded to include non-pressure slow cookers, sous vide immersion circulators, and blenders. And it's like, guys, you don't need exponential growth.
Yeah. I have a sous vide. I do like that. That's nice too.
Yeah. I don't know. That seems like a lot of work.
It's like really not. You, it's very little work.
Like a dick waiting for water to boil.
that's true. I put boiling water in there already and then just, let it do its thing. Let me add my quick final thought. The first time I turned this thing on, I did in the instructions, it was like, do this like test thing.
Uh-huh.
Halfway through it, I took my dog and went into the other room because I thought it was going to explode.
Wait, well, I don't remember this testing.
It was just like, do a test thing. But I guess like because it was the first time it turned on, like maybe the seal wasn't in the completely right place, uh-huh. or like the seal, was like too tight or whatever. Like steam just started shooting out of this thing like crazy. And I like turned it off, unplugged it. And then, like, stood there for...
No, you didn't use it for, like, 3 weeks?
No. And then, like, stood there for a minute, and then was like, let's be safe, and grabbed my dog and went in the bedroom until everything blew over instead of blowing up.
Yeah.
But then, like, I read about it and everything. It was like, no, this thing's actually, like, super safe. Like, old pressure cookers were dangerous, yeah. But this thing, you'd have to, like, intentionally screw with it to... do anything, and even if you tried to screw with it, it sounds like you wouldn't really be able to.
All right, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Instant Pot, 4.5 out of 5 stars, 9.5 out of 10 stars.
All right,
what do you got?
I've only used it for the one thing so far, so 8 out of 10 though. It made very good beef stew, delicious.
So why not 10?
Because, I got to try some other stuff in it.
Well, that's not the Instant Pot's failing. That's your failing.
Yeah, but I mean, nobody's demanding that I review it.
Inconclusive, I would say, then.
All right, inconclusive.
You want to solve a problem?
Sure.
Welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom. Jeez, Tim, I was pouring wine for us. I hadn't even sat down before you started.
And we're going to solve a problem from a listener. But if you have a problem that you'd like us to solve...
Let me get my cans on my head.
You can email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom, I tried to do like a Mark Maron thing where like, hey, I just started recording. We're just right into it.
Yeah, but I mean, all you did was catch me off guard.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's when you get the best stuff.
No, but that... you
did
do
I say
that...
the complete guide to everything at gmail.com?
Yeah, you
okay.
did.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Well, what's your problem?
No, I was going to say you do that if I'm not aware you're recording, but you started introducing the segment, I knew you were recording.
Yeah, but maybe you were moving a little too slow. This one comes to us from a lady who doesn't want us to use her name.
Molly.
Comes from Molly, from the hit Aaron Sorkin film,
Molly's Game.
You see that movie?
No, but I heard
it was a good
romp.
Hey, Tim and Tom, I have a problem for you. Please don't include my name in this.
I told you should watch A Simple Favor.
Okay.
Very fun movie.
What's that?
It's the Paul Feig with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
Oh, okay.
Goes missing, Blake Lively's character.
Okay. I'll watch it. I like Paul Feig. I recently started a new internship at an engineering startup company where I'm the only girl in the department of about 50 guys.
Yeah, sounds about right at a startup. an engineering startup, at least.
We just moved to a new office and have many new meeting rooms that all look the same. The department heads decided that each sub-department should name a room after a famous woman in engineering, but my department, mechanical engineering, realized we can't think of a single important woman who has actually influenced mechanical engineering. There are some low-hanging fruits for computer engineering, software engineering, design, etc., but none for mechanical. The lady who invented the ice cream machine doesn't count, apparently. The fuck? Why not?
That's horseshit.
Yeah. So they decided to name it after me.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know what is a good reaction to this. Do I act humble? Do I try to make it into my personal office? Ignore it? I want a good reaction, but right now I'm just weirded out. Anyway, love the podcast. Been listening since number 140. So yeah. Congratulations on the 500th episode.
Thank you.
Thanks, Molly. Molly, yeah. It's actually the 501st episode.
Well, she was probably...
She's some kind of engineer, and she's got her numbers all wrong.
Well, she was hedging her bets that maybe we wouldn't make it to 501.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple things.
First and foremost, how does the woman who invented the ice cream machine not... presumably the soft serve ice cream machine?
Maybe, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, what other kind of ice cream machine is there? Otherwise, maybe there's somebody who...
If it's the McFlurry machine, then she does not deserve an award.
The McFlurry machine is always down. Yeah. Although, it was a pretty neat idea to make the spoon the stirrer.
Yeah, but if it's not going to be functional, then what are we doing here?
Then what good is it? But, yeah.
By the way, I heard McDonald's is going to introduce their veggie burger nationwide this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But it's called McVeggie or something.
I don't know. Probably. That's probably it. I don't know why I was such a jerk to you when I brought it up. I don't know, Tom. Shut up.
Look, how would I know?
That one's on me. I mean, name it after the ice cream. Okay, can I say two things?
Yeah.
Number one, if there's a department of 50 guys and you're the only female, it's not the greatest gesture to be like, I know how we solve this problem. We'll name the rooms after women that we'll all work in, that we've hired exclusively men except for this one woman. And here's the thing. We'll name all the rooms after women because we realize the importance of women. Hire more women.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the easiest way.
That's like a very...
And then you wouldn't have to come up with this like...
convoluted
this scheme to be like, well, how can we show that like we care about women or that we think women
without actually making the effort to hire some
how can we think that like they've made meaningful contributions when like we don't actually believe it?
And especially when it's like, all right, then when they come to one, we're like, I can't think of anyone, let's just name it after the woman that's here.
And here's the thing,
yeah,
Molly, if they're naming a room after you there, because they're naming after all notable women in engineering, demand a fucking raise.
Yeah.
If you're not one of the highest paid people at this company, you have a room named after you because you're so notable in your field.
Yeah, you can presumably be like, well, I'm, you know, at the same level as, you know, all these other rooms, you know, all these other women that these rooms have been named after.
I was about to, say that, like, oh, crap, I don't even know one notable woman in the field in any of this, but I don't know any notable men either, so I'm off the hook.
Well, you know, the woman who invented the ice cream machine.
Yeah, and who is Lovelace, Ada, the computer engineering lady?
Sure. Sounds about right.
Okay, now you talk.
You sure you're not thinking of Charles Babbage? He invented the computer.
No,
but like a real shitty computer. It didn't even have like a Wi-Fi or anything.
When was this?
It was like, I think like the late 1800s.
Ada Lovelace was an English mathematician and writer, chiefly known for her work on Charles Babbage's proposed mechanical general purpose computer, the analytical engine. But she was the mind behind it.
Okay, but she wasn't a mechanic. I mean, maybe she was a mechanical engineer. Yeah. Those computers are real mechanical.
I bet there's an Ada Lovelace room at this company.
Yeah, maybe.
These people have read Innovators.
Yeah. So what should she do? Or I guess it's not what should she do, how should she feel?
Yeah, I mean, I would feel a little perturbed.
I wish more people would email in their problems, just tell me how...
No, she
I
wants to
feel.
Know what her reaction is, what a good reaction is.
Yeah.
I think you accept it and then demand money.
Yeah.
Demand a raise. And then threaten to go public.
Yeah. I mean, it's also weird because, like, then I guess other people are going to be like, all right, so should we do this inside Molly?
Okay, that's enough.
That's what I'm saying, though. That it makes an awkward, like, where should we have the meeting? Inside of Molly?
Tom,
that's what people are going to
yeah,
say.
Just stop saying that. I understand.
Well, I'm saying it to hopefully avoid an awkward situation down the
when
road.
When have you ever had, hey, should we go inside of the conference room?
Yeah, I say that all. Usually when I'm outside the conference room, I'm like, you know what? This sounds like a meeting. We should go inside of the conference room instead of having this meeting outside.
That's a weird way
but
to
But you would say
it.
In, like, you know, should we have, where do you want to meet? In room A? Where do you want to meet? In Molly?
You wouldn't say that.
Yeah, you would. Where would you like to meet? The meeting room we named after Molly? Then what's the use in naming it if you're going to always, explain up front? That's why it's extremely awkward. You shouldn't do it.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of naming conference rooms cutesy things.
It's too hard. I worked at a startup where like they ripped the company apart trying to decide all
that
shit.
Yeah, naming anything cutesy names. Whenever I'm included in an outside company's meeting they're like, oh yeah, we'll meet in like Bushwick. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, we named all of our conference rooms after cool Brooklyn neighborhoods. It's just like, shut up. Yeah, I don't like your company. We're not going to work with you.
I was at Apple and Cupertino.
Ooh.
That's all their, not all, but like all the...
I was working at a company in Cupertino.
All the iTunes rooms were like the Beatles and...
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's fine. It's when it's like, you know, we're a P2P payment company and our meetings are in the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, make
unless
it
you're selling
fucking
music,
room
yeah.
B, you nerds.
Yeah. I would say accept it, try to get more money. Don't try to make it into your personal office. Actually, that's a pretty good gag.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. It seems like this whole company is all the decisions are being made by really awkward weirdos.
Maybe this is Instant Pot.
I don't think so.
See if there are any Canadianisms in her email. They will know.
Do you have any ideas for Molly? I really think this is a perfect opportunity to...
ask for a raise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I should mention, this is an internship.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which makes it even like more egregious on
yeah.
their part.
Yeah, to name a conference room after an intern is a super weird thing to do. Like, if you can't think of who you're going to name all the rooms after before you announce we're going to name all the rooms after female engineers. Make sure, like, you know of enough female engineers to name all the rooms. Which would also explain why, like, Molly couldn't come up with one. Like, she's new to the field, presumably.
And it's also worth bringing up at the next all hands meeting.
Yeah.
Hey, why did we name all the rooms after women if no women work here?
Yeah, except me, who's maybe not even paid.
Yeah.
Or like demand that they put like a nice portrait of you in the room.
Ooh, yeah.
Like a real big. Classy
and then
the
when you
nice
leave
frame.
You can take that with you and then boom, your first apartment,
you got a nice you don't have to spend all the money most people do on a nice portrait of themselves at their first at their first apartment.
All right, I think we solved her problem.
And when you've got like one of those nice portraits of yourself, like a real big one, you can pop the eyes out of that and use that, you know, you can spy from inside the wall.
Yeah, you invite some people over and just be like,
because the eyes match up.
Yeah, I'm going to go powder my nose.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they use those portraits, that's how they get caught, because they're like, oh, that's not what Lincoln's eyes look like.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, those eyes
like
are
Molly's
moving.
Molly's eyes, yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's like, those look like Molly's eyes, but this doesn't raise a red flag, because that's a painting of Molly.
It's a life-size portrait of Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, you can email us, thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. You can check out our website, tcgte.com, for more. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter @completeguide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me @yourpaltim.
If you want to support the show, check out our sponsors. Also check out tcgte.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping, and tcgte.pledge for our Patreon, where you get fun weekly mini episodes of things like Fast Food Friday, Justice League Minute, Riverdale Review, Merrily, 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 Life is But a Stream, and a super fun new show that will be announced very shortly, in what, a week or two?
Yeah, probably about a week.
TCGT.com.
It's
going to
be the best Patreon show
anybody's ever done.
Yeah. People are going to be like, wow, this reinvented the form.
Yeah, there are going to be riots in the streets. Beatlemania.
Thank you, Molly, for sending in your problem. She might be the most acclaimed person. Does anybody else have a conference room named after them?
Oh, yeah, but probably not our listeners. Hey, if you have a conference room, name it after you email us.
Yeah. We'll pass along to Molly that she's not so great.
We'll take her down a few pegs for you.
Yeah. Tom?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we didn't even scrape the surface of what the Instant Pot is capable of.
I don't think you're supposed to scrape it. You're supposed to clean it with like a sponge. You can damage it otherwise.
Tom,
You're
getting on me about the computer war tennis shoes when this is the level.
Can you make booze in the Instant Pot?
I imagine.
You can probably make mulled
wine.
Because
you can heat
wine.
It up, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to just heat something up. Keep warm function.
Yeah, I mean.
Tom, look, for fat alcoholic, such as yourself, this is a great, great machine.
Yeah, I can put
I only say that because we established that earlier in the episode.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's not mean when you say it that way.
You said it earlier. Bringing it all together. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's fine.
Oh, you're going to cry now, huh?
No, it's fine.
No, I see. No. It's fine. Just cry.
Trying to cut back. Not on the booze, just on the food.
You know what? I think you and I, like, we don't drink a lot.
No.
We used to drink a lot.
Yeah.
Pretty much the only time I drink is when I come here to record.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when I do. Like, I'll occasionally pick up, like, a six-pack, and I'll have, like, a beer or two after work. But yeah.
Again, I don't understand your day.
But that's, but yeah, the most I drink is here.
Yeah. And I feel like if we stopped drinking during this recording, we'd both drop 15 pounds somehow, just because, like, our metabolisms are so fucked up.
No, I think it keeps it in check. Like, our metabolisms probably are like, oh, good, these idiots stop drinking so much. And then once a week, we give it a few beers. I mean, you're also making it sound like we have, like, a dozen beers during the recording.
No.
We'll have, like, two to four.
Yeah, sometimes I have two, sometimes I have three. I never have four here.
Yeah, well, usually...
I had three bottles of wine tonight, though.
Usually if I buy a six-pack, so only one of us can have four and the other one has to have two if that's going to be the case. So usually
and
it's
one of
three
us starts drinking before the other one gets here. And
well, like I said, sometimes I have a tough day at work, Tim. Mm-hmm. The Burlington Coat Factory.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.